Poll reveals majority of Tories voted Brexit Party. Hunt would freeze out Farage from negotiations. By Victoria Friedman on May 28, 2019. The majority, 53%, of those who voted for the Conservative Party in the 2017 general election voted for the Brexit Party in Thursday's EU election, a poll has revealed. The Lord Ashcroft survey of 10,000 voters published Monday also found that 52% of those who voted Tory in the last general election and who switched to the Brexit Party would stay with the Brexit Party in the next national parliamentary vote, with only 1 in 3, 32%, saying they would vote Tory again. The survey is in line with a number of other projections in the lead-up to the May 23 vote, which predicted that the Brexit Party would pick up the majority of Conservative voters. Results from the European Parliament election placed the Brexit Party in the lead with around one-third of the British vote, equating to 29 seats in the Strasbourg Parliament, while the Tories came in fifth place and winning just 4 seats, losing 15, leaving pundits noting they had suffered their worst result since the party was formed nearly 2 centuries ago. Prime Minister Theresa May's failure to deliver Brexit, with or without a deal, by the agreed exit date of March 29 resulted in the UK being pulled into the EU-wide elections nearly 3 years after the vote to leave, massively turning the public off voting Tory. The projected results possibly contributing to Mrs. May's announcement on Friday that she would be stepping down as Prime Minister on June 7. As a result, a number of Tory MPs have announced their candidacy, including Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt, the Remain voting minister who says he has since changed his mind on Brexit. Speaking on BBC Radio 4's Today programme on Tuesday, Mr. Hunt said that he wanted to solve the Brexit crisis that could result in the destruction of our party system and the end of my own party. The Foreign Secretary said that while he always believed we should keep no deal on the table and that the UK economy would flourish after the initial shock of no deal, he said that the only way to deliver Brexit is to go back to the intransigent negotiators in Brussels and try to renegotiate Mrs. May's unpopular EU-approved withdrawal treaty rather than leave without a deal on October 31. His endeavours reveal an entire misreading of the European Parliament election results, with the Lord Ashcroft poll revealing that the majority of Brexit Party voters, 67% of which came from the GEE 2017 Tories, back leaving the EU in a clean, no deal by 2-1, 67%. He's not in Parliament and he does not want a deal. Nigel Farage wants to exit without a deal, said the Foreign Secretary, who wrote in The Telegraph on Monday that a no-deal Brexit would be political suicide. Mr. Farage warned that if the Tories failed to deliver Brexit, his party would decimate them at the next general election, telling The Sun that the EU election results clearly will put pressure on the Tories and pressure on the leadership candidates. Are they going to respond? If we don't leave on the 31st of October, then I believe we can produce a result in the next general election that will stun them.